Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. Polish President Andrzej Duda on Thursday said Warsaw would deliver an initial batch of four MiG-29 fighter jets to Ukraine in what would be the first such shipment by a NATO member. Ukraine has repeatedly asked its Western allies to send warplanes, although seeking primarily modern U.S.-made F-16s, but so far no Western countries had committed to give jets to Kyiv. The U.S. military released video Thursday of a Russian military intercept that resulted in the downing of a U.S. surveillance drone Tuesday over the Black Sea. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
The video shows a Russian Suhoi Su-27 fighter jet dumping fuel as it approaches the U.S. MQ drone from behind and passes over the top. A second Suhoi fighter jet approaches in a similar manner, and as it reaches the drone, the video feed is disrupted at the moment the U.S. military says the Russian fighter collided with the drone. A final shot shows the video feed restored and that one of the drone's propeller blades has been bent. The video release came a day after U.S. Secretary of State Lloyd Austin spoke to his Russian counterpart about the encounter. He told reporters the U.S. will continue to fly and operate wherever international law allows, and it is incumbent upon Russia to operate its military aircraft in a safe and professional manner. Pentagon officials said it was the first call between the two defense leaders since October. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
A special UN commission for Ukraine has not found evidence of genocide as it investigates violations of human rights in the conflict with Russia, its head said on Thursday. The head of the Independent International Commission of Inquiry on Ukraine did tell journalists the team was following the evidence and that there were, quote, some aspects which may raise questions, end quote, about possible genocide.